Hachi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you have proof?
I do.
Really? Okay, tell us this story.
About 12 hours after my great-grandpa passed away, we were in the room, sat on his couch, and all of a sudden next to me there was a dent, like somebody was sitting next to me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Was that just creepy, or was it?
Yeah, a little
bit. Did your hair stand up on your arms right now, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. So that's pretty good proof.
I do believe in ghosts.
All right, there you go.
Then good ghost. Good ghost.
Okay, you don't the bad ones.
No. Just say hi and bye. That's it.
Yeah. You know, you were telling us that, you know, we were talking about the Wyoming basketball game last night. Played Utah State.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar, a little familiar with Utah State, right? That's where you went, right?
That's it. That's where I graduated from Utah State, 2005-2010.
Okay.
Go Aggies.
That's probably not going to go well with the Wyoming
fans. That's all right. No worries.
Wyoming got the best of them last night, though.
Oh, believe me, I'm a Raiders fan, too, so I get a lot of heat
Raiders
for that, too.
Fan,
yeah,
too.
That's all right.
Wow. Oakland, though. Do you want them to go to Vegas?
Yeah, so I can go safely watch a game.
Have you been to a game in Oakland?
Yes, I have.
Is it crazy?
Very crazy. Especially the parking lot.
We sent a lucky pair of people to go watch the Broncos and Raiders last year in Oakland.
Oh, I feel bad for them.
50-yard line seats.
Great
seats. They said it was a good time.
That's awesome.
But you have to be
scared.
They
had an escort service?
I don't know if we ponied up for the escort service.
Right.
But tough luck with Derek Carr.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I knew it was going to come. It's not going to end up well with a guy like that.
Yeah. All right, Machi, let's dive into this. You got a big series coming up this weekend with the Tulsa Junior Oilers coming into town for three games over at the Cheyenne Ice and Events Center. And I was looking at the standings and the records, and I noticed one thing that popped out, home record versus away record.
Oh, boy.
You guys are really good away from the home ice. But yeah, you get it to the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center, it's been a struggle. Can you pinpoint on why maybe that is?
I really can't pinpoint on what it is at home that we struggle with, you know. Boys still have a lot of jitters. Some of these guys never seen the crowds like this. We have unbelievable group of supporters, you know. We're looking at roughly 600, 700, 800, sometimes even 1,000 people coming into the game. Like the breast cancer awareness we had last week, or cancer awareness week, excuse me. That was about 1,000 people for all the nights, every single night, Friday and Saturday night. So, yeah.
You know, 13-14-2 heading into this series right now. How would you assess the way your team is playing?
We still lack of, finish up the games the way that we should finish. We don't keep our foot on the pedal all the way to the end, to the last minute. You know, we still have lack of, you saw a couple of the games first-handed, and you see that we can't really finish all the way out to the end. We can't have a solid 60 minutes of hockey. We play great for 45, 50 minutes. There's always that 5, 10, 15 minutes that we miss.
Is that a product of just having, you know, young players and whatnot, or is that something that, you know, the guys should be able to put together a full 60 minutes?
We have a lot of young guys in the lineups. We really do. And we're working on them so they can pull it through together for 60 minutes. But with the veteran groups in the locker room and all these boys, we should be able to finish 60 minutes every single game.
When you came here, you were the assistant coach, and, you know, Gary Gill, who was in his third year of his stint here, you know, just abruptly resigned, you know, to take care of some family issues that he had going on in his personal life. How different for you are things from being an assistant coach to now being the man in charge? How have things changed for you?
Oh, it changed drastically. You know, from the recruiting point of view, I have to start bringing the players that I thought they fit the system that I would like to run. You know, all the other stuff on the ice, off the ice, you know, personnel and all that stuff, that it was more on my shoulders to get everything going the way that I would like to get going, rather than having what he brought it up and his ideas and his point of views and his system and all that stuff.
Was that a difficult transition, not only for you, but for the team to make mid-season like that, kind of abruptly, to have to kind of change philosophies the way that it happened?
For me, it was a little bit of difficult. I wasn't planning on jumping in and, you know, leader seat and run the show myself. You know, but we adjusted really well. Some of the players moved on to a different team. Some of the players he took with them, you know. But we worked it out. We brought a bunch of new guys in the locker room, and everything's working fine. Everything's doing good. You know, everything's moving forward.
So now that you are kind of running this program, and want the got the guys that you want. How do you feel things have gone since then, since that change? Have things improved, I guess, on the ice for you guys?
Yeah, definitely stuff got improved. You know, the record might not show, but we definitely improved in the certain areas that we were lacking, and we definitely improved in the overall in the locker room as a personnel, too.
You know, this weekend you've got Tulsa coming in here, and people who were probably looking at schedules they got at the beginning of the season are probably scratching their heads a little bit, like, wait a second, I thought it was going to be the Colorado Evolution this weekend.
Right.
You know, that's a team that, you know, folded this year. You know, they were on shaky ground from the time they came into the league, it seemed like. And then also, another team in your division, the Vail Powderhounds, moved up from the RMJHL. You know, they also ceased operations. You know, what kind of problems has that created for you guys and the league and the other teams in your division trying to get you guys, you know, games and that sort of thing, because people have bought season tickets expecting X amount of games and that sort of thing, and now you have to kind of reconfigure the schedule to try to make sure, you know, everybody gets that. What kind of hassles has that cost for everybody?
Well, it definitely a hassle for the ownership and the managers and everybody in the league, you know, and especially league commissioner, to figure out how he can cover 6, 8, 12 games that we lack of, you know. Because it's always a serious 3 games plus, you know, 3 on the home, 3 on the away, you know. So that's 6 games you're looking at it. And you're losing 2, that's 12 games you have to fill it up. And not only us, but you got, 5 teams in our division, 6 teams in our division that have to do the same thing, plus the other teams out of division that they had scheduled as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a hustle quite a bit. We finally got that figured out 2 weeks ago. That's why Tulsa's coming to us, and we actually have to, our owner, Mark, has to help out all Tulsa to get here as well, you know. So it's not just, you know, that easy, like, oh, you got to come, you come, and you play, and that's it. So it was a hustle. For from point of view from a player, it's just another day in the office, you know. They got to go to work, and they got to play, you know. That's why they're here for.
Machi Mihalik joining us here. He is the head coach of the Cheyenne Stampede hockey team. But as I look at the league, it seems, you know, with the number of teams that you have and some of the stability, I see some of the names and they're familiar names. It seems like stability of the whole league is in good hands. Yes. Would you agree with that?
That league's been for a while. Even when I played in juniors, there some of these teams were still around, you know. Till this day, I played in WSHL in 2003-2004 season, right before I head out to Utah State. I was in this league and the teams, same teams. If they didn't change the name, they didn't change the rings, they didn't change anything. They're still the same teams that they were back in the day. So WSHL has been good. They've been good for a while.
But you mentioned Cheyenne and the support, and we know they do get lots of support over at the Ice and Events Center. When you go around to some of these other places, is it hit and miss, or is it most miss?
It's very hit and miss. Yeah. For example, we went out to the Utah in the first part of our season, and we had our billet families and a couple people from the Booster Club joining. They drove up there. We had more Cheyenne supporters on the stands than the Utah team. You know, we go to Colorado Eagles, play Eagles. We get good about 100, 200 people from Cheyenne traveling with us. So we do. I do appreciate all of our supporters. They unbelievable. We have unbelievable fans.
You know, I know that when I dropped into your office, you know, last week, we talked a little bit about how you had a lot of players coming in and going. You know, just trying to, was some of those movement, was that some of the stuff you were trying to maybe kind of address some issues that you were having in terms of, you know,
personnel?
Just areas you wanted to see improve on the ice. And, you know, the other part of that question is, you know, how have those new guys that have come in, you know, how are they doing at meshing with this team?
So let me tell you, there's still more guys coming.
Oh, yeah?
One guy got stuck in border of the Utah and Wyoming since they shut down I-80, you know, so he's on the way. He should be here later on tonight. But, I'm trying to bring all the guys that they fit in the system that I'm trying to run it, you know. I'm looking for all these guys. We have a great group of guys in the locker room as is. But you guys also look at the injuries. You stopped by last week. You interviewed both boys from Turkey, you know, that went to IIHF World Juniors up in New Zealand. So they're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Somebody's got to fill up their spots, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of – that's the situation that we ran into. We got a guy who has a bronchitis. We got a guy with a sprained ankle, high sprained ankle. So, you know, well, I gotta fill up those shoes. I can't go to the game with the shorthanded, you know.
What is your – okay, you know, we've been talking about bringing these players in and you taking over this program. What is the style of hockey you like to play? What are, you know, for some of our listeners that may, you know, it's been a while since they've been to a Stampede hockey game. What are they going to see when they go this weekend to watch you play the Oilers?
You see, like, I grew up in Poland, so I like the European-style mm-hmm. hockey, but I also played a lot of hockey since I was 16 in the United States. So it's a combination of both, finesse with the physicality, you know. If the puck is in the corner, I want to see my guys go get that puck, you know. So it's a physical puck, physical corner. But when we have a puck possession, I want them to be finesse with it, make the smart choices, smart plays, you know, pass the tape to tape, move the puck north to east. South to north, you know what I mean? We go in north all the time with the puck. So that's the type of styles that I've been doing.
You mentioned earlier the guys that you've got going to the IHF juniors. You've got Hakan Salt, 16, and his older brother, Khan Salt, who's soon to be 18.
Soon to be.
And they're going down to New Zealand for the IIHF Division 3.
Division 3, yes, sir.
Tournament, under 20.
Yes, sir.
I know we talked about it a little bit, from the story I'm working on for Monday in the paper, mm-hmm. but, Turkey is not really a country you think of when you think hockey country. Is that, are those nations that are in that D3 tournament, is that kind of like developing nations in hockey?
Yeah, they improving from years to years to years, you know. I have a good friend who plays in the Polish national IIHF. They in a group one division one group B. So they play below U.S., Canada, and all that. They're under 18. And he told me flat out, he's like, you wouldn't believe how much of the small countries, third world countries, as he quoted, developed. You know, they bring in new people. They start doing with the youth programs. Everybody looks on the United States and Canada, what they doing with the kids, you know. And everybody's trying to do it. Of course, there's not that much money involved with the youth sports in European countries or, you know, other countries, Asian countries. But they try. They look at what are you guys doing, what this country's doing, what Canada's doing, what Sweden, Finland's doing, and they're trying to, you know, use this as a role models to develop those smaller countries to get in hockey.
I know, again, we got the Tulsa Junior Oilers coming in, 7:35 Friday and Saturday night, 1 o'clock on Sunday at the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center. I know Friday, what, some lucky fans going to be rolling around for money?
That's it. It's a Friday night, Western Vista Credit Union, roll around the money in the middle of the ice. They're going to tape them up. He's going to lay down and roll on the tarp. Tarp's going to be full of money, and whatever it sticks to you, it's yours.
So they're going to tape them up. Is it? Yeah. I'm guessing it's double-sided tape or how?
Oh,
how
no, it's probably just the clear tape, and they just wrap it around.
Okay, real tight. And then
yeah, but it's pretty fun. You know, I believe we did that 3 weeks ago or maybe a month ago, and this small kid, I don't know, I would say maybe 12, 13, yeah. walked out with $100 on him.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll pay the bills for him.
That's right. If he has any, right?
If he has any, right? Hey, Machi, we do appreciate the time. Let's do this again sometime, all
right? Definitely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
It's Machi Mihalik. He is the Cheyenne Stampede hockey coach joining us here in studio. We need to get into a timeout. This is the Sports Zone. Keith, Dave, Jeremiah. We'll wrap up hour number one right after these messages.